Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the producer of the Midday Show, Drew Nixon, joins us on the show today. We'll get his thoughts on what he thinks the Kansas City Chiefs should do as we are about 27, 28 hours away from the first round of the NFL draft. Drew, how you doing today, my man? Drew, have you ever been a guest on the show?
I have not been a guest yet on the drive. I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. Happy to have you join us on the show today. I guess let's start with this. You are a Bengals fan. I think everybody knows this about you now. If you listen to 610 Sports, what do you make of the contract that Amon-Ra St. Brown got? Because you know what this means for your guy, T. Higgins.
Yeah, it means that he is going to be I'm sure he's got a pep in his step today a little bit more after seeing the money that he just made. And it also means that, I mean, what comes next for, you know, Jamar Chase and the other guys who are next, CD Lamb, Justin Jefferson, to get those contracts. So the Bengals will have to pay Jamar, and T will be going somewhere else probably, but he's got to be very, very happy with what Amon-Ra St. Brown just got today.
What do you think happens eventually with T Higgins? Do you think he's going to be in Cincinnati long term, or do you think inevitably they're going to have to trade him at the end of this season because they're not going to be able to pay him, Burrow, and Jamar Chase?
Yeah, I think that last part is they're going to have to move on from him because the money that Joe Burrow is getting, the cap starts to hit heavier as we go along, of course, starting in the next couple of seasons. You're going to want to pay Jamar Chase that money and move on from there. And when you have an elite quarterback, when you have an elite wide receiver and you're paying both of them top-tier money, it's really difficult to get another really good number two option there who wants to get paid just as much. So they're going to have to fall into that position where they got to just be successful in the draft like the Chiefs have been at getting guys in and hope that it pans out.
Right now, we're talking to Drew Nixon, getting his thoughts on what the Chiefs should do in the first round of the NFL draft. All right, we talked about your team. Let's talk about the local team, the Kansas City Chiefs. You follow this team closely enough. In the first round, they have two pretty major needs, whether it's wide receiver or left tackle, offensive line. What do you think they should do?
I think, well, first things first, they need to be assertive based on what we're hearing, you know, regarding the tackles. They have to, if they're going to get a tackle, I think they need to be proactive instead of reactive. And in the situation of if they like a guy enough, they need to move up to get somebody, I think, in regards to who they like. In terms of course, you can talk about the arm length, like Jay Binkley always loves to talk about in regards to what fits the Chiefs. There's a certain amount of guys that have played a lot of left tackle, Kingsley Suamataia, and then others who could go a little bit higher. If they want a wide receiver, the aggression is going to have to be just the same. A.D. Mitchell fits a lot, but if they stand pat at 32, I think that Ladd McConkey is a guy that really fits what they need in a wide receiver. They have Hollywood Brown. They have Rashee Rice, and I know Rashee's going to – we don't know, but he could in all likelihood be suspended for some period of time over the season. Ladd McConkey is a guy that isn't going to be a number one potentially, but fills that need of a number three that you can put on the field right away. Good route running, reliable guy in terms of pass catching. He's one that fits really well, I think, in terms of where the Chiefs might end up picking from tomorrow night.
Right now, we're talking to Drew Nixon here for a couple more minutes, getting his thoughts on what the Chiefs should potentially do in the first round. Drew, is there a wide receiver that you like? I mean, there's a lot of those guys that are in that second and third tier that we believe are going to be around when Kansas City selects. Is there a wide receiver that you like more than the other ones?
I think in terms of the tiers, Brian Thomas Jr. would be a home run if they could get him. They would have to trade up in all likelihood to get him. But if he somehow slips into the 20s, maybe Brevich is like, you know what, we're going to go after him because we like him so much. A.D. Mitchell seems to be the best fit with what the Chiefs are going to do, but I think they're going to need to move up to get him. So it depends on how comfortable they are moving. And also, I mean, the Chiefs can be comfortable with moving up or want to move up, but who's willing to work with the Kansas City Chiefs, maybe the Dallas Cowboys at 24. I think A.D. Mitchell fits the best, but I don't know if they end up with him. I'd say Ladd McConkey fits the most at 32, but A.D. Mitchell is the guy that I would be wanting most if I were the Kansas City Chiefs.
That is Drew Nixon joining us on the show today to give us his thoughts on what the Chiefs could potentially do in round one of the NFL draft. Drew, man, we appreciate you joining us on the show. You're a friend of the show technically, but you got to come on at least two more times before we make it official.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one. Appreciate it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.